God for each and every one of you who tune in to this broadcast at this time. And we're glad that you come in and study with us and pray and help lift up the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And as you know, it is our custom to go before the Lord in prayer before we open the Word. So let us do that. Pray with me if you can. Blessed God, our Father, in the righteousness of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, we come at this time, O God, to exalt your precious name. Father, to lift you up and hallow you above every name, for your name is excellent and worthy to be praised. Father, we just pour out all the praise that we have in us, Father, with every ounce of our being to thank you, God, and to exalt you and magnify your name. Father, you are so excellent and so worthy. Father, all the things that you have made are so beautiful, oh God, and even though it's marred by sin in this world, Father, you still can see the beauty of your glory in the sunrise and in the sunset and when the moon comes up, oh God, and when the trees rustle in the breeze, oh God, and when the rivers flow, and when the animals come forth, oh God, of all types that you have put here for us to just behold the majesty of your holy wisdom. Father, we just thank you for everything around us that is such astonishing things, oh God, that you have made to display your incredible wisdom. And Father, we thank you in behalf of all those who have rejected your name, oh God. We lift you up. We give you praise. Oh God, that the rocks might not cry out. Father, we love you today. We bless you. And Father, we love you the best that we know how. Sometimes we feel shallow and lacking in capability to love you the way that you have loved us. But Father, we love you the best that we know how, and we pray that you teach us to love you even more and even better. And Father, we pray that you wash us of all sin, forgive us, cleanse us, sanctify us, heal us, and deliver us. Father, I have a list of names here from some young men who are incarcerated. I have my hand on those names, and I'm asking those who are in the radio land to pray with me right now as I lift up these young men before the Lord. And Father, I pray that you bless them, each one who wrote their names down on the sheets, oh God, when we were there to visit with them. You know what they need, Father. You know them by name. You know them one by one. You know everything that they have done. And Father, some of them even came after the service and said they wanted to give their life to you through the blood of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray you bless those, Father. Keep them, O Lord, in your holy word. Teach them, give them a hunger and a thirst for the scriptures, Father, that they might grow by the sincere milk of your holy word. And Father, we pray you supply them with the blessedness of your spirit, O God, and guide them and lead them in this time of trouble, that they might come through, O God, and be blessed. And Father, no matter what happens, no matter what the judge says, we know you have his heart and his life and his mind in your hand. And you can do anything, Father. So we ask that you move on their behalf, that they might receive mercy and not justice, Father, that you would move on behalf of those that are locked down, especially these who have written their names on these papers that I'm touching right now with my own hand. Father, we pray you bless them, O God, and give them an understanding of the gospel that they might be comforted, Father. Even those that are locked behind the walls, let them know that the greatest prison is the prison of ignorance of the truth of the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ, and that not even concrete and steel can hold back the second coming when Jesus comes forth and he calls that we might come up to meet him in the air, that not even concrete and steel can hold back the children of God. And Father, we bless you today. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory. We dedicate this broadcast to you in the name of your holy Son, Jesus Christ. And in his righteousness we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank you, and we want to ask you to continue to pray for the young men here who have listed their names. I told them to let me just write your name down. I'm going to ask the people on the air to pray for you. So I would like some of you who are prayer warriors, some of you know the beauty of intercession, if you would just begin to pray for those listed on Pastor Fisher's list. And most of these young men were in the Hall Street facility, and I want you to pray for them. Just pray. Put them on your list somewhere. Pray for them as you pray for me. You know, I always ask that you give your prayers for me because I go out and preach the gospel, and I desire that the people that we minister to would pray for us and lift us up in prayer as we go forward. Amen. Got a lot of good things accomplished this past week. As you know, those of you who tune in frequently, you know that me, Pastor Fisher, is the minister of the Straight Gate Ministries. We are basically an outreach ministry. We go into the homeless shelters, to the prisons, and we find ourselves out in the public preaching the gospel. And we also do a normal church ministry. We are seeking a location a new location. At this time, we're in a temporary location. But we just want to let you know to continue to pray for Straight Gate Ministries. Check us out on the internet. We have a lot of material there that you can peruse that will be a blessing to you, to help you take you deeper into the Word and the study of the Word of God. Our website is at www.teachingbible.org. That's www.teachingbible.org. You can get us on the World Wide Web, and we'd be very blessed. Everything there is free. We don't have anything there that will cost you anything, but a little time. All it takes you is a little time. Log on to www.teachingbible.org, and you can communicate with us there and also listen to a variety of teachings and messages that we have placed there at your disposal. They're in the MP3 format. If you have a multimedia computer, you can log on and listen to our entire services every Sunday for the last year or two, and a few other times, some outings that were done in the prison, even some of the services done in the prison are online for you to listen to. Some of you may never have been into a prison before, a physical prison, and possibly you're interested in what services are like inside of the prison. If you'd like to find that out, log on to www.teachingbible.org. That's teachingbible.org, and you can listen to, click on the outreach tab there, and you'll see there is radio and also prison ministry and homeless ministry is listed there, and you can hear what some of these services, how they go, basically, and the kind of things that we're teaching in the prison. And if you'd like to, of course, if you'd like to write us, you can write us at our physical address. The Straight Gate Ministries is at 10123. That's P.O. Box 10123, 63145. P.O. Box 10123. 63145, make that out to Straight Gate Ministries. Just write us anytime or send us a donation, whatever you like to do. But, of course, you know, Love Radio Ministry, I've been working with them. Brother Barney and Sister Barney and I have been doing this ministry for many, many years, those of you who tune in normally. And so we went to separate churches at one point. We were all members over at the Mount Herald Missionary Baptist Church. Want to put out a shout to them tonight. Also, and I want to mention that next Sunday I'm scheduled to preach there for the morning worship at Mount Herald Missionary Baptist Church. If you'd like to come and fellowship with Pastor Landis Fisher, he will be preaching the morning service at the Mount Herald Missionary Baptist Church on next Sunday. Not tomorrow, but the following week, the 24th of July at the 11 a.m. service. And so come out and fellowship with us. It would be great to have you there. To come in and pray with me as we lift up the Word of God for the saints at Mount Herald Missionary Baptist Church. And we want you to pray for us and pray for that meeting, that God will have His way and that the saints will be blessed. Amen. Having said all that, I want to go ahead and I'll give you the email address for Love Ministry. Of course, it's loveministry3@cs.com. If you'd ever like to drop us an email, loveministry3@cs.com, or you can log on to www.teachingbible.org, and I think we have a link there that will allow you to communicate with Love Radio Ministry. Amen. Having said that, I want to call your attention to a passage in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. I'll be reading from the New King James Translation, and I want to take a look into some things that the Apostle Peter said that I think are crucial for the church to hear again today. Acts chapter number 2, verse 22. The Apostle Peter, speaking to Israelites who had come basically and heard the outpouring of the Spirit upon the church at the birth of the church, at the filling of the Spirit had been done here in the previous verses. But I want you to see here in verse 22 the heart of the message that the Apostle Peter began to preach. Verse 22 of Acts chapter 2. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope, for you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God hath raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. We've read Acts chapter 2, verses 22 to 33. Now, Peter went straight to the chase with the Jews in Israel of his day. They were astonished at the working of the power of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit had come down on the 50th day, which is what Pentecost is about. Of course, we know that it was 50 days after the Passover. Jesus had been crucified and had been seen for 40 days after the resurrection in various places throughout Jerusalem. He appeared to his disciples in a number of places. He appeared, Paul says, in 1 Corinthians to 500 other brethren. He talks about in Galatians all the appearances that Jesus made after he had defeated death, hell, and the grave, and had been seen for a space of 40 days, and had told the apostles to go and wait. And of course, they met him at the Mount of Olives, and they saw the ascension of Jesus Christ after 40 days after he had been seen. Now, you know, how would you and I feel, and how shocked would you be if you went to anybody's funeral and then for a space of 40 days, even if one time you saw them again walking around in full health, not to mention the way Jesus had been mutilated and marred and crucified and spat upon, and his body was a mess. He was mangled and torn to pieces, but yet he was seen whole and in full body, just as he had been, as he had never been touched by any of the wounds and the infliction of all the sin that came against him on that awful day as he walked up to Golgotha, the place of the skull, to be crucified and was lifted up high. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah that men hid their faces from the hideous appearance of him. In so many words, he says, we hid as it were our faces from him because the spectacle of seeing the Son of God marred and mutilated beyond recognition was a horrible thing to behold with the human eye. Most people couldn't stand it, and many of them went away, and it was a hideous thing that went on when the Son of God was crucified there for you and me on Calvary. And yet, for 40 days, he was seen in his body, in his flesh. He had to reveal the scars in his hands and in his feet so that Thomas would believe when he met with the disciples who were inside with the door being shut, and Jesus appeared in the midst, it tells us in the book of John chapter 20. And he was seen, and he told Thomas to touch and put your hands, your fingers in the holes in my hands and in the gaping gash that was in his side, and be believing and not unbelieving, because he had truly risen from the dead. And of course we know Thomas said, my Lord and my God, and he acknowledged the fact that Jesus was truly God, the very Christ that had been sent from the heavens. And so we see Peter here after all these events. We could take time if we had it to talk about so many other things that the Word says. For example, the appearing of the risen Christ to the Emmaus Road apostles as they were walking on the road, the Emmaus Road disciples, I guess we should say, as they were on the road to Emmaus, and he showed himself and revealed himself in the breaking of the bread after he had opened up the scriptures and said, oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And once he did that and he began to break the bread at the table, they knew that it was truly the risen Christ, that Jesus Christ had truly fulfilled fulfilled the prophecy that had been spoken since the beginning of time when Adam had fallen into sin and God pronounced that his seed would destroy the serpent, that it had truly taken place and the voice of the prophets had been fulfilled, those things that they prophesied throughout the years, that the Messiah, the Christ, the Mashiach Nagi, Daniel called him in the Hebrew in chapter number 9, had truly come. Messiah the Prince had come and defeated death, hell in the grave, and got up with all power in his hands. And Peter, now with the boldness of the Holy Spirit, we know this went on, as we said, that for 40 days Jesus showed himself alive, it says in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, after his passion, it says here. And so he went all out to make sure that everyone knew the grave was empty, death had been defeated, the devil had been defeated, death had been swallowed up in victory, the grave and death had been cheated by the Son of God, and the victory was belonging to the saints, and those who had died in faith had even understood the gospel, because Jesus went in for 3 days, the Bible says, and preached the gospel to those spirits that were in prison, and he showed forth that God had kept his promise, and that truly the gospel of the kingdom was the best news that the world had ever received. And so Peter had been the eyewitness, along with the apostles, the 11, other than Judas, we know, who went out and put himself to death. He said, the Bible tells us that he committed suicide, and he fell headlong, and his bowels gushed out as he fell into the rocks below. But here we see Peter having a boldness now, because this 40 days of time had strengthened him, but it was not enough. The 40 days of seeing the risen Christ on and off and having witness bought by many who had been eyewitnesses to his resurrection was still not enough. But Jesus said he had to go back. He had prophesied himself in the book of John and told the disciples during the last Passover meal that he would go away and that he would send the promise of the Father upon them, and that by then they would receive power. That's what goes on here in one of the final conversations during that first 40 days. Here in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, Jesus says this. Let's just cut in here and then we'll try to get back and wrap up our thoughts before we wrap this up here. This is what he said here in verse number 4, Acts 1 and 4, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? See, the apostles thought that since Jesus had all power and all authority, had gotten up out of the grave, defeated death, hell, and the grave, that certainly it's time for the Messiah to restore the kingdom to Israel. And so they were confident that this was the thing that they were waiting for, the thing that they thought should have come to pass. And they asked the question, is it at this time that you will restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth, to the uttermost part of the earth, the old King James says. And so we see that he energized them and sent them out. He told them that they would become witnesses. Don't worry about the second coming. I will be back. I promise you. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house or many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, then I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so basically he had told them he was coming back. But you know, the problem was he hadn't went away yet. And so they were asking this question prematurely here in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. And so Jesus told them, don't worry about that. It's not for you to know the times or the seasons that the Father has put into his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And you know what? The apostles and the saints of God have been going out with this gospel to the ends of the earth. The gospel has made it to the shores of America. The gospel is being preached around the world. Hasn't reached every place on the planet yet, but it is our desire to set forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel is that there is one way in order for all men to be made right, reconciled with God, and spared from the judgment of God, which will fall upon the earth at any minute. We don't know when it will be. It could happen even in the midst of this message. Wherever you are, you need to repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ in order for you to be saved. The Bible says there's one way, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and one Father. There's only one. You know what? The world would have you believe that there are many possible ways you can be saved. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There is one way that you can be saved, and that is by grace. The grace of God through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And so Peter, now after the 40 days, Jesus was what we call the ascension. He was caught up in the air and taken up in a cloud and received into heaven, where He sits at the right hand of God to make intercession for our sins. And so 10 more days needed to be fulfilled in order that the law might be kept and honored that God had given through Moses. And the day of Pentecost had fully come, it says in chapter 2. And of course we know that Jesus sent the promise of the Father, and the Spirit of the Lord came as a rushing mighty wind and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. And after that, the people had not understood the phenomenon of tongues. I wish we had time to talk about that tonight, but we just don't have time on this broadcast. But as I said, do log in to www.teachingbible.org, and you can learn some things that we don't have time sometimes to share with you on the air. But here we go. In verse number 22, this is Peter's message after the Spirit of the Lord had come upon him. He says, "Men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you." In other words, God is the one who showed you that Jesus was in fact the Messiah, that He is the one that you should look for. He came and He did things that no man had ever done. He gave sight to the blind. He healed leprosy. He cleansed all sorts of disease and sickness out of people's body. He was able to raise the dead. He was able to do things that no one else could do. He did everything all the Old Testament prophets miraculously did, like Elijah and Elisha. He was able to do even more than what they did. But He gave sight to the blind. No one had ever done that in the history of the world. We have doctors and scientists and medical professionals today with all their technology and computers who cannot give sight to the blind. But Jesus gave sight to the blind. And you need to understand that He is basically the Messiah. No one else can do what He does except that God gave them the power and the authority. And so that's still true. Even 2,000 years later, no one has given sight to the blind but Jesus Christ, the Messiah. You know what? Nicodemus knew about it. In John chapter 3, he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do the things that you do except God be with him." And so Peter calls upon their own experience. "Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you, by miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst." He was right in your midst. It wasn't done in a secret auditorium or behind a curtain, behind a veil. Jesus went about in the public doing these things, and everybody knew about it. It was the talk of the world. It was the very talk of the town, if you will. It went around, and the fame of him went all over the world, basically, at that particular time. He says, moving on, I see our time's running short here, verse 23, he says, "Him being delivered by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and have crucified." He said, you know that law of God you say you people like? "You have violated, you shall not kill. You have violated, you shall have no other gods before me. You have broken both tablets of the law, and you coveted the glory of Jesus Christ." They had broken the entire law against the Son of God. And here it says here that God knew all about it. It was by His predetermined foreknowledge and the counsel of the Godhead that this had taken place. But it was by lawless hands that He was crucified and put to death. And He died not for Himself, brothers and sisters, and those of you who are listening, wherever you are, He died for you and for your sin and for my sin, so that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Peter cut straight to the chase. He didn't want them to think there's the possibility you might get by on Judaism. Judaism will not save you. You need the Messiah. Jesus Christ, Him alone. Nothing will save you. Islam cannot save you. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hinduism and Buddhism cannot save you. Repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is one way for you to be right with God, and God sent His only Son so that whosoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. We pray that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Time is divided by Him. We have a calendar telling us 2,005 years have elapsed since He was born into the world. And we count every second based on the coming of the true Messiah, the one and only Savior of the world, who came for you. Brothers and sisters, and those of you who are saints and sinners, if you have not trusted in Christ, do it now. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you have an opportunity to be blessed and saved and delivered from the curse of sin, which is death. There is only one way that this can happen. You must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in Him. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and God will pardon you abundantly if you trust in the name of His only Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I see our time's about to wind down. I want to tell you once again about the Straight Gate Ministries. You can write us at P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. That's P.O. Box 10123, St. Louis, Missouri, 63145. And we'd be glad to hear from you. We pray that you are saved and walking by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look forward to seeing you at the Mount Herald Missionary Baptist Church. If you can make it on next Sunday, that would be a blessing for you to come and speak and let us know that you heard about the service on Love Radio Ministry. Love Radio Ministry is glad to bring this broadcast to you at this time, and we pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord. Well, we see our time is winding down. Pray for the young men that we mentioned here. I've got a list with probably at least 60 names of guys who have requested that we pray. And I believe if you and I pray, that God, the Holy Spirit, will move in and He will bring salvation to many of these. You can be a part of that. And we can all be a part of that if we just pray and ask the Lord to bless those on Pastor Fisher's list. Be glad to let you know the outcome of it next time I come back on these airways. And we pray that you will continue to listen to Love Radio Ministry at this time. And we're just blessed and thankful that you allow us to come into your car and into your home and wherever you happen to be. We were able to get into the hospitals and the prisons by way of these airways and even in other cities that are not in the state of Missouri. So continue to bless us and pray for us as we continue to get into the Word. And remember that every step we take with Jesus, because every breath we make, it comes from the Lord. Amen.